Hello. Again, my name is Royce Van Tassel. I am the executive director of the Utah Association of Public Charter Schools. We couldn't be more thrilled to have seven candidates running for the State Board of Education in District 7, or to have so many people coming out to find out what these seven wonderful people think about education. We are thrilled to have all of you here. I want to take a moment to thank the Salt Lake Arts Academy that is hosting today's debate, specifically Amy Wadsworth, who is the director, and Katie Anderson, who is the communications director, or sometimes she tells me she's the development director. They wear many hats in charter schools. We are going to, our moderator tonight is going to be Jay Evenson. He is an opinion columnist with the Deseret News. We have several partners working with the Association of Public Charter Schools. Obviously, you can see KSL News Radio, the Sutherland Institute, and the Hinckley Institute of Politics. We are thrilled to have so many great people helping put on these debates. We will be reprising this in the fall. These are our primary debates. We'll do it again this fall, probably in September. Location still to be determined. We'll figure that out and get the word out. We're going to start with Representative Joel Briscoe, good friend of mine. We often disagree, but a good friend of mine. He's going to lead us in a Pledge of Allegiance, and then Jay Evenson will take over as moderator. His word is final. As he said, this may be the only place where that is true.
Please stand. And join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance
Thank you. Thank you and welcome. It's my pleasure to be here tonight. We have seven candidates, as you see, and we have an hour, so we need to get going and we need to go quickly. I just want to go over some of the ground rules that we talked about before this started so that you're aware of what those rules are. Each candidate will get a minute and a half opening statement. I will then ask some questions, and each candidate will have a minute and a half to answer those. I plan to allow some time for questions from the audience, so be thinking about that, but I'll warn you there will only be time for maybe one, possibly two of those because of time. So I'll just raise your hand, I'll pick somebody out of the audience to ask a question when that time comes. And then at the end, we will have a 45-second closing statement from each candidate. We rolled dice before this meeting and to determine who will be going first. And Leslie Brooks Castle was our winner. And so we will begin with her for the opening statement. Right there. Okay. And then when you're finished, we'll go to the right. Lori.
Thank you. My name is Leslie Brooks Castle. I'm the city that's presently serving board member on the State Board of Education. I'm a nurse. I graduated from BYU with a degree in nursing. I graduated from the University of Utah with a degree in anthropology. I've worked the last 40 years as a clinical nurse in many different settings in healthcare, including as a clinical faculty advisor at the University of Utah. I'm a wife, a mother. I have three daughters. I have that have gone through public school, district schools, charter schools, and private schools. I have a daughter who's a lawyer, a daughter who is a biomedical engineer, and a daughter who just graduated from nursing school. My husband is a federal prosecutor with the U.S. Attorney's Office. Presently, I serve, my position on the State Board of Education is I serve on the Utah State Board of Regents. The Board of Regents is the board that oversees higher ed. Generally, those members are appointed by the governor. I'm appointed by the State Board of Education. We oversee, we choose presidents to serve at the university level. We oversee some of their funding and curriculum. Right now, I also serve as the chair of the Law and Licensing Committee on the State Board of Education. We take the bills that have been passed into law and turn them into policies and rules that the State Board can use. I also chair the Access Committee, which is a committee that is set about to decrease the achievement gap. It is a committee that I have put together with citizens who are experts in the field of homelessness, mental health, LGBT, refugees, everything that drives the achievement gap.
Thank you. I should mention, as far as comportment of the audience, polite applause is allowed. Nothing much more than that, though, please. That would be fine.
Hello, my name is Laurie Williams, and I'm a 30-year teacher in the public schools here in Utah. I've also taught overseas in Egypt, Turkey, and Japan. And my background is I have a degree in early childhood development and an elementary certificate from Brigham Young University and a master's degree in gifted education from Teachers College, Columbia University. And I've also attended Harvard University for one term to work with Dr. Howard Gardner at Project Zero. I am running for school board because I am concerned that decisions are being made about my job and my students by individuals who are not in education or who have the pedagogical background to make those decisions. I don't have children myself. I have a lovely little black cat who's waiting for me at home. But I have a lot of nieces and nephews, and they're interested in what's going to be happening tonight. And so that's why I'm running, because I'm doing it for the kids and for the teachers.
My name is Frank Lang Heinrich. I am running for the state school board because I'm concerned about four primary things. One is, I think we need a sensible way to compare schools so that parents can make the best decisions for their children. That is, a similar comparison across all schools. I think we need to have more transparency in some areas. We need strategies to attract and retain good teachers. We have a big teacher shortage in Utah. It's not hard to see why. And I think that we also ought to redesign our curriculum a little bit and our graduation requirements so that the students have some responsibility for their own educational outcomes. Now, I've been a teacher for 28 years in both public and private schools. I've taught at East High School the last 18 years. And I have a degree in economics from the University of Utah. My children have attended public, private, and charter schools. I've served on school improvement councils, on community councils, on contract negotiating teams, and I ran the Avenues Little League with my wife for 13 years.
It's a pleasure to be here tonight. I'm Dan Tippetts, and I am a parent, a former high school math teacher, and a business leader. There's three things I'd like to touch on tonight. First, fiscal responsibility and transparency at the school board level. As I've gone around from school to school to different community councils, the same issue keeps coming up, that it's hard for administrators and teachers to do their jobs when they can't get a steady budget coming from the Board of Education. This is a problem that's been around for a long time. I have an MBA and I currently work in the financial sector. I look at reports dealing with hundreds of millions of dollars on a daily basis. This is well within my wheelhouse and something that I want to fix. Second, and you'll hear this a lot tonight, and it's very true, we need to be attracting and retaining good teachers. When I was a math teacher at my school, I received several awards for student growth on state testing. When I was an AVID program director, I was able to help the students that were most economically disadvantaged in our school go from having the lowest GPA to one of the highest GPAs in the district. I know what good teachers look like, and I know how to attract them to our schools and keep them in our schools. Third, we need a fully relevant core curriculum, and this is something that I'm really excited to work on and something I'm excited to talk about tonight. Again, I'm glad to be here
Time.
Tonight. Thank you.
Thank you for coming out. This is a great turnout. My name is Frank Strickland. I'm a geologist, a veteran, and father of five and grandfather of 11. And so you can see I have a lot of interest in the education.